Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After that, pray for yourself and engage in the faith prophetic action we'll be asked to take for the days. They work wonders. Do so every day. Then rebroadcast it to all of your contacts. Let what is blessing you bless your loved ones. Welcome also to Sunday, the 26th day in January. Stretch out your hand and open your heart to receive today's prayers and be responding with amen, I receive it. God's glory shall be strong on you today. Your peace shall not be disturbed. On this bright Sunday morning, the Sun of Righteousness shall shine on you. Who is this? Your battles have been long coming. You have been in series of battles for long. I prophesy, this is your year of rest. There is time for battle. There is also a time for rest. King Solomon said, God has given me rest on all sides. You shall know rest on all sides this year. I declare over you and your entire household, war no more. Your troubles are over. Today marks the beginning of your undisturbed rest. Say amen. If you are attending a church service today, add more to the offering you intend to give. We do this once in a while as led of God. Could be small, medium, or big. Just add something, increase it. As you drop it, pray quietly and say, I did this in obedience to your instruction. Multiply this thing back to me in multiple folds. Do so and wait to see what God will make happen for you this new week. Not only in monetary terms, but in some other priceless blessings, including protection, deliverance, connection, and removal from untimely death. Connection in high places, do so. Something testimony worthy we draw for you this week. You will hear good news. If you will not be in church, wherever you may be, take a good seed and sow to enhance God's kingdom work in TPGF. Remit it online to the Commission's Welfare Seed Account in Zenith Bank, account 101-7238-378. As God leads, do, you will see His hand. I speak over the life of all my listeners these days. God will make you immune to all arrows of life. All battle ends at the altar of sacrifice. As after King David made the sacrifice, the plague stayed. As you also make today's sacrifice, everything that represents plague in your life ends today. In Mark chapter 1 verse 37, the disciples said to Jesus, all men seek for thee. And in 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 24, concerning King Solomon, he says, and all the earth sought for Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has placed in his heart. Lay hand on your chest or your heart gently and let me pray. I prophesy, good people, important people, kings and rulers amongst men, from far and near, we look for you, we patronize you, we bless you. They will call you, they will send for you. I prophesy, wherever you may be on the surface of this earth, your voice shall be heard and your face shall be seen round the whole world. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. And if it is already happening, it shall happen more, it shall happen faster. In Jesus' name. My daily prophetic impartational declaration over you shall never fail. January 26th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and do well. Happy birthday. Let's go over to learning, wisdom, and counseling segment. Please listen, learn, and apply. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. Sir, I'm proud of you. I'm happy the way you did not mince word to the lady who her boyfriend asked to stay away from their relationship for a month. Thank you, sir, for teaching us the truth of God's word. More of God's anointing upon your life in Jesus' name. Wow. I must also thank TPGF and Turning Point listeners for being there to receive, to listen, and especially rebroadcasting this daily message to others. There is hardly anyone you meet that will not say someone is sending Turning Point to him or her. Thank you. God bless you. Let's keep rebroadcasting it the more it is helping people. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy, why do I see butterfly around me anywhere I go? Wow, butterfly physically everywhere around you, everywhere you go. Then engage the warfare prayer strategies that we have daily taught us here. Whatever negative things that may represent, whether it is monitoring or disturbing spirit, with warfare prayers, such will stop. Next, greetings to my TPGF and my daddy. I need your counsel. My daughter went to stay at a very close friend's place for ease of getting to work and was very happy about it. However, while having her bath one evening, she caught my friend's son climb a stool and watching her. Though the boy later apologized profusely, my daughter was deeply hurt, felt I should talk to my friend about it. Sir, what's your take on this? I don't want to hurt my friend, and at the same time, I need my daughter to heal. Thank you, sir, for all you do. Wow, what an incorrigible boy. Ah, please let your friend hear this. You are not hurting her. If she is wise and matured, she will know you are calling her attention to something serious, to a son that will end up bringing shame and embarrassment to the family if it's not corrected now. That was premeditated. Climbing a stool to walk to see a girl taking her bath is already becoming morally bankrupt. Let the mother know to apply corrective measures. He must not be allowed to go on like this with this corrupt mindset and a morally bankrupt mindset. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a woman and my last daughter is about 30 years, not yet married. And this is giving a lot of concern. She is so attached to me that she does not even make use of her room. It is mine she uses. Could this attachment be the reason for her not being married till now? Please help me, sir. Wow, I understand the last born emotional attachment to parents. But at 30, still being so tied to mommy's apron to this extent, it is either out of fear of not being able to sleep in the room alone at night, or mommy alone is her real friend. I hope that was not how you raised her up. Parents should intentionally raise their children, especially the girl child, to be sociable and friendly with their peers, both boys and girls, as they grow up. Teach your girl child good sex education from infancy. Let them know limits, but set them free to make friends and socialize. Naturally, it is from among their friends the later pick who to marry or who will marry them. The fear of being sexually molested will not arise if they have been given proper sex education. There is no way anyone can take advantage of such daughters because they have been well taught. When a girl does not socialize or flow with friends at the proper age as they grow up across board, is always a challenge when it comes to the time of marriage. Please, with wisdom, reduce that attachment to you. Let her socialize more with others other than mommy. She will not marry mommy. Generally, young people, like I said, will choose from among their friends they grew up together. Act like the mother eagle. Push her out of the nest to learn to fly alone. Next, good evening, Daddy, the spiritual father of our time. Thank you. Daddy, I'm a confused woman at a crossroad. I am married to a man who have grown up children. Daddy, he does not love me. Our union was on lies from day one. He was married before, wedded in a church with his wife. After having many children for him, I begged him to pay my dowry. After that, he went and married another woman who is the one he really loves so much now. I want to do restitution. Is it all right? Is it the right thing to do? Things are not going on well with me. We have related as man and woman, husband and wife now, 17 years ago. Daddy, thank you for being such a wonderful father. Wow. Stories like this bring pains to my heart. How I wish many people in their younger days, before making some serious decisions in error, had come in contact with Turning Point platform for mentoring and counseling. How could you have married such an unrepentant polygamist like this? Because there was no knowledge, no counsel, and no mentor. It is clear that you marry another woman's husband, and the man is not even ready to stop yet. Restitution, yes, but how will you cope with your children if he decides to abandon them to you? And you said things are not all right with you financially. Consider yourself unmarried. And since you have had no intimacy in the last 17 years, he too does not see you as his wife anymore. Learn to live on your own, making your own income. Let him train the children. Let him give them good education. Don't regret forever. I think the word for you is not so much of restitution, but repentance, and then accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Be married to Jesus. Let Jesus be your husband. Certain situations are so compounded and confusing, such as this. I wish this never happened. God's grace shall be sufficient for you, my daughter. Move on with your life. Move on with Christ. Marriage is not the end of life. Listeners, if you have further counsel for her, please send it in. Let's rebroadcast this to all our contacts today. Join us, real life or online, in the two Sunday services today, 7:30 to 7 to 9 a.m. and 9 to 11 a.m. two services via our YouTube and Facebook. I hope you are subscribed to our YouTube as I have asked us to do. Please do so. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, enroll in the first diet of our Bible Training Institute, SICOM. Now, the weekday session will start Monday, February 3, and that is going to be only for 8 days. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 2 weeks you are done. Weekend session will start on Saturday, February 8, only for 5 weekends. For further inquiries, SMS, chat, or call Moji on 0803-909-2578. Do so now. Sunday is a good day to remit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, and all the seed we preach, we teach, and encourage. Turning Point GTB account is now effective and doing well. Make use of it. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will see the glory of God, the power of God in another way. It will lift you higher than your challenges. It will give you smiles all through life. You are blessed forever. TPGF, truly blessed. Till tomorrow, God that sent me will bless you. Because of you, God raised me, and there will be no rest until you are truly fulfilled and blessed. Bye.